16. Do not judge. God wants to empty your heart of judgment. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Judgment is one of the major obstacles that prevent us from loving others as God commands us to. It is also an obstacle in our quest to love ourselves as God wants us to. I wish I could tell you that I have so fully embraced Jesus' teachings that I never judge anyone. But I can't. I catch myself judging people all the time. I waste so much time and energy judging, and it makes me unhappy. When I judge others, I hurt them. I create negativity. I feel bad about myself, and I am more likely to judge myself in unhealthy ways. Do not judge. Now that is a radical invitation. We live in a hyper-opinionated culture. As a result of all these opinions, we have become hyper-judgmental. All this judgment is unhealthy and unchristian. How many times a day do you judge other people? How many times a day do you judge yourself? Let me recommend an immensely practical spiritual exercise. Count. For 24 hours, count how many times you judge something or someone. At every turn, Jesus' teachings provide practical ways to grow spiritually. Just focusing on reducing the amount of judgment in your life is a path to peace, joy, and incredible spiritual growth. You will immediately experience the internal fruit of this path through a new peace that will flood your soul. But you will also quickly discover the external impact reducing judgment has on relationships. Nobody likes being around someone who is constantly judging them. Our relationships cannot survive under the unbearable weight of constant judgment. When we stop pumping the poison of judgment into the greenhouses of our relationships, we all begin to thrive in a new way together. It is simply not our place to judge. To judge is a divine prerogative. A prerogative is an exclusive right or privilege. To judge is God's exclusive right. Throughout history, humanity has been pretending to be God in a thousand different ways, and this always leads to problems. When we fill our hearts and minds with judgment, this is just one more arrogant and futile attempt to pretend that we are God. Even Jesus was not spared the arrogance of human judgment. His actions and motives were constantly being questioned. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? Mark chapter 2, verse 16. One of our favorite ways to judge other people is by giving them labels. He's too conservative. She's a liberal. She is friends with those people. He lives on that street. They belong to that club. They are not really your type of people. His child is the one who... He went to that school. It all seems very innocent, as if we are just conveying facts. But that is how insidious our judging has become. Jesus' teaching on judging is just one example of the practical and profound nature of his teachings. This one teaching could change your life. This one teaching could change the world. Did Jesus misspeak? I don't think so. He spoke with abundant clarity in a way that challenged people to their core 2,000 years ago, and in a way that continues to challenge people to their core 2,000 years later. We can put up barriers and make excuses. We can argue about exactly what he meant by this saying or that. But somewhere deep inside, I think most of us know that He is calling us to live differently, not for His sake, but for ours, not to make Him happy, but so that we can share in the happiness that is our destiny. The teachings of Jesus Christ are radical. For 2,000 years, men and women of all ages, from all walks of life, rich and poor, young and old, educated and uneducated, have been allowing these teachings to transform them. Now the question is, will you? Point to ponder. Whenever you attempted to judge someone, turn your attention to seeing that person as a child of God. Verse to live. Who are you to judge your neighbor? James chapter 4, verse 12. Question to consider. How will your key relationships improve if they are free from judgment? Prayer. Jesus, make me aware just before I am about to fall into judging someone, and give me the grace to stop myself.